Hey, it's Tina Brinkley Potts, and this is day 29 of the Ignite Prosperity Challenge. Wow, this is down to the last 2 days, and man, oh man, oh man. I actually have this one recorded, and I have taken it down, putting it up, taking it down, and now I know why there was going to be events that really needed to be talked about in this episode. And so I really just want to, you know, encourage you to, if you haven't listened to the whole 30-day prosperity challenge, go back and listen from the beginning. There's an introductory episode, and then it starts with a day one. And if you do that, you're building a solid foundation to be able to, you know, really create love, prosperity, abundance in your life. And this episode is really, you know, that great Nike slogan, just do it. There are so many reasons why we can put in front of what it is that we want to do. And it's time for you to clear out that clutter. It's time for you to decide, you know what, I get to have exactly what it is that I want in this life. And it really only starts with me. You know, we got to start breaking down all of the other pieces of the puzzle and really get out of that outward focus. It really has to come back to an internal journey. And from internal journey, you can conquer anything. And, you know, I pulled up an email that I got from a person who is off in China right now. And she's wanting to start a new business before, you know, she comes back over to stateside, and she's been in a lot of fear and resistance. And so, you know, one day I woke up and I had an email, and the email's subject line simply said, "My fear, period, let me come clean, period." And I'm reading this email to you because we all have something that we have and we are perceiving in our head, and we are allowing it to stop us from what we need to do. So let me read this to you. Her email simply says, "I'm black. If I put myself out there, a lot of people won't do business with me because they'll think I can't be the authority on the topic, despite the fact I've proven myself in so many ways. I've talked to some folks, and some people tell me, try to hide your face for as long as you can. I don't know what to do, but for now, I'm thinking screencasting and hiring other Chinese teachers to teach. Just hiding behind a screen for as long as I possibly can. What do you think?" And, you know, my answer is probably not what a lot of people would say, you know, because number one, I'm black, right? But at the same time, I've decided that there is no person, place, nor thing that gets to have power or dominion over my life. And, you know, you got to understand when you say that, this is not just a book knowing, right? We can, you know, some of us go to church and we say these things and we recite it. But then when we go out into the world, we live a whole different thing. And I got to tell you, with all of the things that have happened in this last week, and this is one of the reasons why I took this episode down and I'm putting it back up. A lot of what we are saying in response to the death out there, and if you don't know what I'm talking about the death of police officers, the death of black men at the hands of police officers. The fact we are all beginning to spout more hate instead of more love. And we're also spouting more of what somebody else can do instead of what we can do. You know, number one, if you decide to be the change that you seek in this world, if everybody under the sound of my voice decided to do that, this world would be a different place. We do not give our power to anyone else, but we do when we feel hopeless. We do when we feel powerless. And so while I am not making this episode about race, even though I'm talking about these racial issues, now I'm going to turn it to where I have a client who's white. And the things that hold her back is because if she speaks her truth, she's going to hurt some feelings. Or if she speaks her truth, the people in her neighborhood may not like her. Or if she speaks the truth and really be who she wants to be, then all of these perceived things can happen. And let me tell you, everything that's racist out there, everything that comes down to somebody else's supremacy, it all goes back to that lack feeling inside of you. And so at this point in time, if you want to see more abundance in your life, if you want to see more of the love and the community and the harmony and what we all want, it has to start with you. And it has to start with you deciding, I'm not going to give anyone else my power. I'm going to do exactly what it is that I want to do in this world, exactly what has been birthed in me. Because remember, everything, hurt people hurt people. Hurt people hurt people. And if you decide you're going to be happy, healthy, and whole, then you won't be a person that's out there hurting someone else. And you, more importantly, you won't be hurting yourself. So you can't be You can be a better mother when you decide to do this. You can be a better community member, a better sister, a better wife, a better lover, a better husband, a better whatever it is that you want to be. But it has to start with you. And it has to start with you taking everybody else out of the picture. Everybody. You know, when God gives you a desire, when he gives you a good desire of your heart, that means it's already fulfilled. And we have the free will to put everything else in our way. And we tend to do that. We tend to start saying, oh, well, this can't happen because I don't have this or I don't have that. And so listen to the two versions I just gave you. I literally had one black person say why she can't. And I've had one white person said why she can't. You know, we all have those versions, and it isn't until we tell those versions to go sit the hell down somewhere and I'm going to do it anyway that we become better and that the world becomes better. And you can do this. So let's make this actionable, right? When you start having those little thoughts in your head, those thoughts that come to your head that says, I am not enough. You know, tell that, okay, you know what? You can go sit down somewhere and I'm going to do it anyway. And the only way to cure that is not to go read any more books, not to go listen to any more podcasts, not to go and look for outside motivation from anybody. The only thing that cures that is by taking the action that you are afraid of. Nothing else. Because you can go around the mulberry bush, right? You can try to go and do everything else around that thing that you know you need to do, but it isn't going to work. And the reason it doesn't work is because you have been put on this earth to do something specific, and it's been calling you, and it calls your heart, and you keep wanting to do it. And no matter what, you come back to the same place, and you go around the mulberry bush, and then you're wondering why it doesn't work. And then you just keep going and going and going. And so the only way to is through. And at this point in time, through means taking action. It don't mean build yourself up to take the action. It doesn't mean go read another book or go listen to somebody else. That's all busy work to keep you from doing what you know you're meant to do. It is time to go do it. Do it. You can do it. You know, when this person sent me this email, you know, at first my thing was going, you know, almost going to be a appeaser, because, you know, one of the things I like to do, or I pride myself is doing, is meeting people where they are and then helping them go where they need to go. But this is really drastically, this person, you know, has been living, you know, in China for a long time, has been doing some great things. And she really has this huge vision, and the vision is real. I mean, when I look at what it is she's about to do, I can see it. But you can't fulfill a big vision cowering, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but you can't fulfill a big vision worried about what somebody else thinks. There's nothing that can ever come from that. You can't do a great thing being inside of yourself, allowing everybody else to control your feelings, because that isn't the great thing you're putting out there. It's the thing that you feel is going to make you accepted. And so instead of wanting to feel accepted, why don't you know that you're already accepted, you're already loved, no matter what anyone says or does to you or tries to say to you, that is their crap. You do not have to take that on. And so the biggest thing that you can do in this world is just go do that thing that you know you're meant to do, right? Whatever good thing, again, that has been placed upon your heart is already done. So go do that thing today. Just do it. I mean, that was the best. Nike, when they created that campaign, it's still my favorite, actually. The best thing out there. And it's the truth. Again, the only thing that can stop those fears in your head is action. And don't do one action and then peek up and go, oh, how is somebody accepting it? Because you're giving your power away again, right? Don't go do the one thing and look around and go, oh, nobody liked my status today. Or don't go do the thing and go, oh, you know, I didn't make $1 million off the one email. Go do it. Live with the passion. Allow the passion to carry you through. Watch. You know, at that point, you will start to feel another one of my favorite books. I've already told you about Magic of Thinking Big. One of the other ones is by Florence Shovel Shin, The Game of Life and How to Play It. When you're living in your passion, I don't care how much you work, it's no longer work, it's play. And you, time flies because you're having fun, right? You know all of those things, right? But it's the truth. And if you start looking, I mean, because I gave you a lot of different processes that you could do, especially the one where I said, check in with yourself every hour on the hour and see what you're thinking. And if you're not reaching the goals and you're not getting the money that you want, most of the time, if you do that little check-in, you're going to see you're thinking of lack. You're thinking of what somebody else did or somebody else didn't do. You're not taking control of your own future, your own destiny, and you definitely can. There's so much more that you can just do by just doing it. You don't need to practice any longer. You don't need to read one other darn book. It's just time to go. It's time to do. And so I'm going to leave you with this. This week events really, you know, had me shook for a little bit. And as I was, you know, talking to different people, and then, you know, when I sat down and I talked to my son, you know, me and my son, we have this pact. We do not live in fear. We're not going to start. And we're going to go and do exactly what it is we came in this world to do. And the only way of doing that is by shutting out all the noise and go and do it. And so I know that by being the best me I can be, that I can help other people be the best you that you can be. And I know that by doing that, we will watch all of these things crumble that we don't want to see. I mean, look at how many mixed race people there are in this world. And that was because people decided to do exactly what it was that they wanted to do, regardless of whether their relatives liked it, right? Regardless of whether whoever liked it. And so now, and they created, you know, beautiful children out of that. And I'm saying that because when you think of how far we have come, I know we still got a long way to go, but it always goes back to you. So we don't have to call people out on what we think they are or are not doing. What we can do is starting with ourselves and stop believing that everyone else holds the power. We do. We can decide that you don't have power and dominion over me and start acting like it. But a lot of times what we do is we may say that, but then we go back into our mind and we start practicing something else. And so remember what I said before in one of these episodes, everything that happens, happens twice, once in the mind and then once in physical manifestation. And whether you believe that or not, you can practice that today and figure out if that is true. So again, I'm not trying to mess with, I am trying to mess with your religious beliefs, right? I'm trying to mess with everything that you're holding dear. But if you let some of those things go, what I know is your life will be better. And you can figure this out starting today. You can start, you know, think of one thing you want. Like, let's say you want a new car, right? And if you say, okay, I want a new Range Rover, white, whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. I bet you'll see plenty of white Range Rovers in this day, right? And so the funny thing is when we talk about what we lack, what we fear, what all of the things we don't want, it does the same exact thing. But we don't want to own that part. We want to go out there and say what in the world we want to say and don't think that it has repercussions. But it does. And so, again, we want to use our power for good. And so, since we know, as Maya Angelou says, when you know better, you do better. And now you know better, so you can go do better. And now it's just do it. Do that thing that's been on your heart that you know has been pressing for you. Tune out the noise and watch how your life should change. I'm so happy and grateful to be able to bring this to you. And I look forward to seeing you in celebration episode number day 30. I will talk to you again. Share this with somebody that needs to hear it. See you later. Bye.